I'd like to call the meeting of CSLF to order. First item of business is reading the governor's preamble. In accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded. The recording will be posted on CHESLA's website. There's no public comment on today's agenda. Therefore, members of the public will not be permitted to speak during the meeting, with the exception of CSLF or CHESLA consultants and professionals. And in accordance with Governor Lamont's executive order regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, board members and consultants and professionals are asked to state their name and title before speaking. Votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. In the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive an email or text advising whether, number one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. With that, I'd like to do a roll call of attendees, and I will start with CSLF board members. Ben Barnes. No. Marty Budd.
Here.
Andrew Foster.
Present.
Daryl Hill.
Present.
Michael Azzotti.
Present.
Julie Savino.
Present.
Kelly Marie Bellares. Laura Baker in her absence. Jeanette Weldon.
I'm here.
Thank you. And for the record, I'm Peter Lisi and I'm present. Staff, Denise Aguilera.
Present.
Denise, thank you. Josh Herlock. Josh?
Josh is not here for this meeting.
Okay. Cynthia Peoples.
I'm present.
And Kara Stewart.
I'm here.
Thank you. Consultants and vendors, Robert Johnson.
Here.
Anyone else from Gold Structured Solutions? Anyone else? Okay.
For the record, Tim Webb, Senior Vice President, Hilltop Securities.
Okay. Anyone from Bank of America?
Yes, and for the record, Joseph Santoro, B of A.
Thank you. Pullman and Comley?
Yes, Judith Blank and Sandy Dawson.
Thank you. Anyone from RBC Capital Markets? RBC? And U.S. Bank. And just one more time, anyone else from Gold Structured Solutions other than Robert Johnson? Okay, I believe the roll call is complete. Call the meeting to order. And first item of business are the minutes from March 24th. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved, but I have a question.
All right, so we've got a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Andrew.
Thank you, got a second. Okay, comments, Marty?
At the bottom of page two, it talks about loans which are income-based repayment. And it says that 50% of the loans are income-based repayment loans, and that 47% were in partial financial hardship, and 38% were partial financial hardship with $0 payments. Isn't that looking like a disaster? Can somebody, either from Hilltop or Gold Solutions, explain to me what we do about that?
So, Tim, would you like to comment on that?
Sure. For the record, Tim Webb, Senior Vice President, Hilltop Securities. The first piece of information, Marty, is that the information presented was a little bit difficult to understand. There is a percentage of loans that are subject to IBR, and then of that percentage, certain loans are in zero pay. Some of the IBR loans are in permanent standard, which means they've gone back to their regular method of payment. But there are some loans that are in zero pay. based on a subsequent conversation to that board meeting Jeanette and I had with Goal the servicer, the assumptions that we ran in the cash flows are still reasonable assumptions with regard to the zero pay IBR loans. I think that the number I ran when I did cash flows to analyze whether or not you could pull off out some additional cash was 30% of the portfolio in zero pay. And I don't believe that you're at that level just yet. It is something that we will continue to watch. And if the entire portfolio went in that direction, yes, it would be problematic. You would have problems making payments on your debt. That is why over the last X number of years, I've made recommendations that you, you know, keep a good handle on how much money is being pulled out of the trust and that you retain that fund balance at levels that are sufficient. But it is something that we continue to keep an eye on. It was something that we should cash flow at least annually to make sure that we're not running into a liquidity problem down the road.
These are not guaranteed loans in any way.
Yes, they are. They're 100% guaranteed. Well, they're not 100% guaranteed. They're guaranteed by the federal government at anywhere from between 100% and 97%, depending upon when the loan was originated. So to the extent that the loan is serviced appropriately, if a loan defaults, then the guarantor will submit that loan to the owner of the loan, or the servicer in this case, would submit it to the guarantor, and then they would be reimbursed generally within 30 to 45 days, could be a little bit longer, for both the principal and the interest that has not been paid since the point that the loan went into default.
Well, if it's IBR, maybe it's not paying, but it's not in default because the terms of the loan depend on your income.
That's correct. In an IBR situation, particularly zero pay, it's what it means. They're not making any payments. It does not mean that the loan is not accruing any interest. If you get to the time when the loan would be repaid or the loan terminates effectively, the federal government would have to make payment on that IBR loan to the holder of that note. So you're not, what you're losing is current cash flow. Your actual parity may be increasing because your interest that is accruing is also capitalizing, but your current cash flow would be problematic.
Thank you. But that is something we're going to watch, and hopefully at each of our meetings, I'll ask about it if you don't report on it.
I'm going to be out of town for each one of those meetings, Marty.
Thank you,
all right,
Marty.
Well, I moved acceptance of the minutes. That was the question I had.
All right, I think we have a motion and a second. Are there any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor accepting the minutes as presented, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion carries. Minutes are accepted. Next item of business is I'm going to ask to go into executive session for a review of the RFPs regarding bond counsel. Would someone like to move make a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Is there a second? I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye. Anyone
aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? All right. We'd like to move into executive session, please. Okay, we are resuming the regular board meeting of the CSLF. For the record, we concluded executive session and no votes were taken. The next item on the agenda is selection of bond counsel for CSLF. There is a recommendation from management and staff to appoint Pullman and Comley. Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation?
So moved.
We've got a motion. Is there a second?
Second. It's Julie Savino.
Got a second. Is there any discussion, questions, or comments on the recommendation to hire Pullman and Comley as bond counsel for the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation? Questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the recommendation to appoint Pullman and Comley as bond counsel, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any other business for the group? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
We have a motion, a second. I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? We are adjourned. And to all, thank you very much for making your time in your calendar for the special meeting today, both for CHESLA and CSLF. Thank you all.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.